Gen Z. I call them Gen Z. I just feel like that's the right way to say it. Or Gen Z. it's an interesting generation. It's an interesting bunch of folks. They call them the true native digital generation, the generation that was completely raised with the internet, with the tablets, with Yo Gabba Gabba. I don't know. It goes on like all these different kids shows than we had, right? When I grew up, I had Sesame Street and The Price is Right, tomato soup and a grilled cheese. That's what kept you busy on a sick day home from school. And so when we look at all of these, this generation, they're starting to come into the workforce in a big way. And I don't mean like they're just starting. I mean, they're now in a career for a period of time. They're starting to have impact in business, and that's changing business. Now, as a business owner, I do love this conversation. And Dr. Leta Stanichko is joining me now from Mount Royal University in Calgary, Assistant Professor of Strategy and Organizational Theory. Leta, thank you for being here and for jumping in this conversation. Exciting time, but maybe some change and some things to reconsider for this generation as they become our bosses.
Yes, there are important shifts happening in the world right now. And I'm really excited to be here and to be talking about this generation that is very important. It's our children, and they are changing the workplace.
Well, their expectations in the workplace many people would say is the place to start. Gen Z, by the way, born in 1997 to 2012, current age range is around 12 to 27 years old. So if you look at the top end of that, you really get yourself into the realm of becoming a manager, becoming a director, starting to make a step and have an impact. This particular article that Tony grabbed for us, Why Gen Z Saying No to Middle Management, is interesting. And that's where a lot of people work. That's where a lot of people want to work. They want a little bit of responsibility. They want a little extra pay. They don't necessarily want to be the boss. So it's a big opportunity. Why is Gen Z saying no?
Gen Z has values that they think misalign with the role of middle management. We have been talking about work-life balance for 20 years. This isn't new. They are not the first ones to say it, but I have high expectations and high hope that this is the generation that is gonna actually make it happen. We keep talking about work-life balance. We thought technology was going to make our work easier, that we were gonna have so much leisure time. We were not gonna know what to do with ourselves. And we all know that that really didn't happen. And that didn't happen in part because as a generation, we did not make it happen. So Gen Z is coming into the workplace and saying, this doesn't work, find another way. They are okay supervising small groups of people in general, but when it comes to moving into that middle management role, that's the position that is kind of stuck in the middle. They have an eye on strategy. Senior management, senior leadership sends directives, and then is the middle managers who have to organize other teams of people in the organization, not just supervising activities, but implementing strategy. And the role is known for high levels of burnout.
Well, and that's exactly it. Here's how I describe it, and correct me if you disagree, that in middle management, you have all kinds of responsibility. You're expected to have your cell phone with you on vacation just in case. You have to problem solve. You have to organize the people, schedule the people. Somebody quits, you got to somehow make it work. But at the same time, the strategy is getting dictated to them. So they don't really have much of a say in it. So you're not creating the outcome of the company. You're being told what to do. You've got to do somebody else's directive. And then, by the way, do it on vacation. So it's kind of a thankless job. It seems to me like it's the job that a lot of people don't want to take on, even though it's necessary if you ever wanted to get into the strategy place.
That is very true. But the Gen Zs are saying, why is it necessary to get into the strategy place? What's helping us? What's preventing us from having a more flat organization? I am an individual contributor and I want to have a say in the strategy. And if my employer is not going to be asking me what I think and what I want, then I have better places to be.
Okay, so a Gen Xer to that would say, okay, no problem there, young pup. you have a say. Do your time. Actually learn what's going on beyond theory. And then you'll be able to have a say. So isn't that called experience?
I know. It's a bit of a conundrum, what we have in front of us, because I think if we all, just our generations, the Gen Z generations, if we're opening up a little bit to learning from each other and just to sharing our perspectives, there's a lot to be gained in general. I think we are moving away from that time when the older generation knew best. And because we were educated, because we were older in experience, we knew best. And there is very high value of experience. Nothing will take that away ever. But we know that information and technology has advanced in such a way that the new generation has access to a lot of knowledge very fast. And so I think that barrier is breaking down in some ways. And I think there are very many good reasons for them to want to be involved, to demand to be involved in different ways. And I think we would benefit tremendously by listening to each other's perspectives. That traditional hierarchy is breaking down in some very interesting ways. I don't think we're gonna not have middle managers anytime soon, to be clear. It would be very difficult to have the flat organizations that Gen Z envisions, that you have individual contributors working for senior leadership. That'd be too much pressure on senior leadership. And that is our experience as business owners, as people who practiced and who have been there, we know these things.
I would just add to that that the many businesses are an awful lot like the Love Boat. You can't turn them very quickly. And when you're young in your career, you think everything turns on a dime, and it doesn't do that. That's a function of capitalist business by nature. So let me propose something to you that my concern is 55-year-olds who get into upper management and then they basically have 10 years to just ride it out, not make waves, get to their golden parachute of retirement. And that's a problem for business because it doesn't inspire change inside the business because their lens is on a limited time frame. A 30-year-old who's in that business going, I've got 35 years in this business, you better fix it now. But then when you peel away that middle management, you also lose a very important word, and that word is mentorship. And that mentorship gap can't go away. Because senior management's not doing it. They're not going to be sitting there going, okay, what did you learn from this? Right? Like, that's not the way it works. So how do we get to that point where these young people with coding built into them, good ideas, fast technology solutions, we got to peel away these 55-year-olds that are just riding it out for the paycheck and somehow find a way to get mentorship back into business in general, because it's not there.
Yes, and something very interesting that is happening, especially post-COVID, is that you can access mentorship anywhere in the world. In fact, there is some research that suggests that the best mentors are not the people who work with you in the same organization. They are good directors. They can give you potentially good ideas, coaching, but to get true high-quality mentorship, you want to be at arm's length with others potentially in your same industry with more experience. Peer mentorship is a model that is working quite well, where the older generation is learning new skills and new perspectives from the younger generation. So we can also be mentored by somebody from the Gen Z generation, and it's quite valuable. So we are not relying on mentorship purely from the middle manager group within the organization. We're kind of extending the reach.
So how do we make everybody happy in the meantime, Letta? Because we've got, people who they're impatient, frankly, but it doesn't mean they should not be. It is possible that maybe they should be impatient and it's time for change.
It's time for change. And in the article, I am advocating for Gen Z to just try it out, see what you learn. It's going to help you in every aspect of life. And in the meantime, let's listen.
Let's listen. Let's also find out, when I was 28, I knew everything too. And so I think that as I fast forward my life a few years, I realize, boy, oh boy, if you had given me helm of this ship today, that's different than if you gave me the helm of this ship when I was 30. It's worth looking at. It's on theconversation.com if you want to find the article. I really appreciate this. This is interesting because it also might inspire people to get into middle management. Also might scare a few people away to get out of middle management, but that's okay. Dr. Letta Stanichko at MRU in Calgary. Thank you.
Thank you.